This is Mark Steiner. Today is June 29th. Welcome to This Day in History. Sound familiar? It was only 8 years ago today that the first iPhone was unveiled. It's so ubiquitous, it's sometimes hard to imagine life without that little iPhone. Stokely Carmichael, or Kwame Ture, as he changed his name to, was born today in 1941 in Trinidad. Stokely Carmichael was one of the founders of the SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. He gave us two of the 60s most enduring slogans, Black Power and Hell No, We Won't Go. When he was leader of SNCC, he gave his famous Black Power speech, entreating white activists to organize in their own communities and calling for black leadership. And in his opposition to the war in Vietnam, he rallied people with the cry, Hell No, We Won't Go. Despite his growing belief that only increased militancy and self-defense could end racism, he and Martin Luther King remained close until King's assassination. Stokely, who became Kwame Ture, had had enough of the United States and capitalism and moved to Africa, marrying Miriam Makeba and becoming a leading thinker and activist in black liberation until his death in 1998 in Conakry, Guinea. Happy birthday, Stokely. And it's the birthday of Lloyd Richards, one of the world's greatest theatrical directors and acting teachers, who was born today in 1919 and passed away on this day, his birthday, in 2006. Lloyd Richards launched his Broadway career with a Tony Award in 1960 as director of Lorraine Hansberry's Raisin in the Sun, that starred in Sidney Poitier. When most said a play with four black actors, a black playwright, and a black director could never make it. He went on to become dean of the Yale School of Drama, launching the careers of so many, like Angela Bassett, Charles Dutton, and bringing the plays of August Wilson to the world. He won another Tony for his direction of Wilson's Fences. He was a gentle, creative man who launched the careers of dozens of actors, directors, and playwrights like Wendy Wasserman, Christopher Durang, Lee Blessing, and David Henry Hwang, and the great South African playwright Ethel Fugard, who became one of his proteges, our own Baltimore's Charles Dutton, said that he was just a reservoir of wisdom, and he passed away today at the age of 87. The twisted and convoluted battle over the death penalty in America had a major turning point today in 1972 in a case called Furman v. Georgia. The case consolidated several cases and ruled that in cases involving armed robbery, rape, and not first-degree murder, the death penalty could constitute, quote, cruel and unusual punishment. The opinions varied widely, with three justices, including William O. Douglas, concerned that there was too much arbitrariness in the death penalty decision, and there was concern over possible racial bias. Two other justices said the death penalty was cruel and unjust in all cases. And Justice Rehnquist and the Nixon appointees all dissented, saying the death penalty was justified in all cases. And the battle over capital punishment continues to this day. In 1976, Palestinian and European revolutionaries hijacked an Israeli plane. It landed in Entebbe, the capital of Uganda. It led to the famous raid on Entebbe by Israeli commandos, who rescued all but three of the passengers, and the leader of that mission, Yoni Netanyahu, was killed. He was the brother of now Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. While most of the world hailed them during that raid, it was one of those moments that was the beginning of the end of the unqualified international support for Israel. She was known as Chan Parker, Chan Woods, and was born Beverly Dolores Berg. But Chan was a woman ahead of her time in many ways. She embraced the world of jazz early in her teens, became close friends with the legendary Charlie Parker. Years later, they became lovers and had a daughter who died just before Charlie Parker passed away himself. Outside their jazz world, their interracial romance was ridiculed. She stuck with him through his addictions, and he protected her. After he passed away, she married saxophonist Phil Woods. So happy birthday, Chan Parker, born today in 1925 in New York City. And let's celebrate two other women in our world today. Katharine Hepburn, whose acting career opened the door for women to do serious roles, comedic roles, and powerful roles. She passed away today in 2003 in Fenwick, Connecticut. And it's the birthday of Emma Azalea Hackley, born in 1867. She opened the doors for black women and men on the concert stage. She was born in Detroit, raised in Denver, wrote for the Black Denver Press. She sang around the globe and was a teacher to the 20th century giants like Marian Anderson, Roland Hayes, and R. Nathaniel Dett. And we remember an important moment that took place yesterday, on June 28th. On this day in 1964, 6 weeks after Malcolm X returned to the United States from Africa, he announced the formation of the Organization of Afro-American Unity. And here's a song for you, June 29th, a group of huge influence in music, played its last U.S. concert today in 1969 before breaking up. Noel Redding of the Jimi Hendrix Experience announced that he quit the band. And we're hearing All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix Experience in memory of that group.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
And to continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back with Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake.
Come and dig my earth. None will last.